You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Going through the different fruits and delicious food, and we have a request, such as having a good year, and like rubia, what do we say? So now if you have like a 1 kilo, one pound of rubia, then you don't need to put on tefillin the whole year. That's it, right? Is that what it means? So why do you eat it?
How are you going to eat both times of rubia?
I don't know. So what does it mean exactly?
It's the seed of the thought that it symbolizes.
So well, why is it the process by eating? So now before we get to this, the last subject we had about getting rid of the enemies, right? Like date. Tamar, itamu, oivenu, sonenu. Like let's say, sarka, beets. What do you say? Salek, miss, okay. Oivenu, kara, squash. What do you say?
Oh,
very good. So now, here, so the question was, so what exactly the purpose is that when we say the hei ratzon, we have to repent. We have to do teshuvah. Why? Why we have to do teshuvah?
In order for you to accept the bracha, you have to be
beautiful. So now the Gemara brings: who's the greatest enemy of a Jew? Who's the greatest? I'm sorry.
Himself, Amalek.
I'm sorry. The greatest enemy. Who? Himself. The greatest enemy of the Yehudi is who?
Himself.
Is himself. Why the greatest enemy of the Yehudi is Yehudi?
He gets in his own way.
I'm sorry?
He gets in his own way.
Doubt.
Mm-hmm. So now, we learned in Pirkei Avot that every good act of the Yehudi causes what? No, every good act of the Yehudi creates angel. Very good. They call it Meditze Yosher. So that means actually Yehudi is an angel factory. Angel factory. Where's the source? Where do we have the source?
Torah.
Beautiful. So Yaakov, Yalav Shalom, when he left House of Laban after 20 years, what did he run into?
Angels.
Machanaim, it says in the Torah, then he ran into angels. So now here, if he does a good act, so then he creates
good angel.
If, God forbid, he commits not a good act, the malach is not a good malach. So now here, by foundation that we have to create Rosh Hashanah, so it's an awareness that when we eat these fruits, we're asking, and we're realizing that every good act that we do creates a good malach. And then when, God forbid, Yetzer Hara does not permit us, then the malach is not that friendly. So now here, the level of the malach that we create, like let's say, you do the tefillah on time, what do you create?
Good malach.
Then, when you do the tefillah with kavanah, what do you create?
Higher malach.
If you do your tefillah with a smile, how do you create?
The highest malach.
It's called flawless, you know, the diamond. But if the mitzvah is not done on time with kavanah, then maybe the malach has one hand, or one foot, or one eye, and it's not as white. So then, As a matter of fact, we have an introduction for the Nakdishach in Rosh Hashanah. We said the Malachim, they're hiding. You remember this part? Yes? Ratzib! You know why? Because they're embarrassed. Because the malachim, the angels that we created, they're not complete. So they go hide. So, what type of malach you created? What the tefillah you did? What were you thinking when you did your tefillah? You went overseas, you sold things, you bought things, and that's why people, when they finish the lachash, they say mazav tov, because they sold so many things in the tefillah. And then they came back, and they traveled. They say mazav tov, baruchim abayim. So that's what exactly it means. Rosh Hashanah, say yehi ratzon. What do you mean yehi ratzon? Because we are the cause of all these good malachim. And people think, you know, he did this to me. Why? He's like this. It's not true at all. Why? Because these angels, they inject in different circumstances and people. And you think this is the person that harms you, but actually it's not true at all. That means the angel, like in Purim, we wear a costume, right? So now the angel wears a costume. He's Reuven, he's Shimon, he's Levi. And you think, oh, he's a terrible guy. It's not true at all. Because the angel that you created, he goes...
dresses up.
Exactly. It's a very interesting point. In last week, Parasha, Pesuk Kitavo says, Ve'yavo elecha kol avechot ha'ele v'yesiguha. I mean, this Pesuk, the Pesuk says, may it be that all these blessings will come to you and... grabs you. What do you mean? Give me the blessing. What do you mean it grabs me? What does it mean?
Sometimes you don't even, are not even looking for it. You're running away, and the bracha will come to you.
Beautiful. Chazak Baruch. So let's say you order an item, very expensive item, and then the FedEx delivers it, and then where does it bring it? To your address. So let's say if you moved, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It's going to get lost. Post office doesn't know these things. You know, people, they're waiting for their package past months. It got lost. Why? Because they're going to be send it back, and then the changing address is get lost, and then it comes, and then they send it back to the company. So Hashem says, I sent you berachot, but unfortunately, your status has changed. Why? Because they cannot find you. Because you said the Lashon Hara. You missed the tefillah. You didn't say Shema mit Kavana. So now what's going to happen? They cannot grab you. Why? Because its address has changed. Ve'yavo elecha kol haberachot ha'ele ve'hisiguha. The blessing is looking for you. So where is he? Where is he? Where is he? You understand? Because your status has changed. Hashem sent you the blessing. So, where is he? Yeah. Hashem is like, you know, our address will not change. Stay kadosh, tahor, without Hashem. Hashem is like, you know, b'shana, male, barachot, gesorot tovot, samachot, kesiba v'chatima tova, amen, k'yatzon.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.